All right, as far as injuries go, Cole Anderson will not practice today. Just back just a bit here. King Dunlap will not practice today. Make an improvement, but won't practice. And then Jeremy, with a hip contusion, will not practice. Everybody will get out here and practice. You know, I just want to say a word about Steve Sable. He was a good friend, and we're all going to miss him. I mean, what a great compliment to the National Football League he was, and a tribute to the National Football League that he was. And nobody did it better than him. I know his father, and I know his father is going to miss him dearly. So, along with the family, but you know, my heart goes out to him. He battled a tough battle with that brain cancer, and he did it with a lot of pride and dignity. So, again, we're the Philadelphia Eagles. Myself, we're thinking of him. We're looking forward to the challenge of playing Arizona. We know it's a tough place to go into and play. Very tough place. They've had their last six home games. They've won, starting back from last year. So we know that they're a heck of a football team. They're coming off a big win against New England, where they went into New England and won the game. And they play tough, hard-nosed football. Both sides of the ball, and their special teams is second to none. So they've got a good returner. And they block kicks and punts, right? So they know how to do that thing. So we're going to prepare ourselves, get ourselves right to go out there. We'll leave on Friday afternoon. We'll practice here on Friday. So you have the schedule. Today and tomorrow will be the same as we always do. And then Friday will be a little bit earlier practice, and then same length, but a little bit earlier. And then we'll head out to the West Coast here. Talk to you. I'd say he's still sore. Yeah, he's still sore. So, I mean, we'll see. I think it'll be a stretch for him to make it. But he has made a little improvements in, from that time.
Sorry. How's Jeremy feeling compared to this time last week?
Yeah, Jeremy actually had a good day yesterday. And, you know, he got treatment today. So and we'll just see. I mean, he's tender, but he is improving.
And is Kevin Cobb playing the kind of football you always believed he could play?
I tell you, Kevin managed that game very well on Sunday. I thought he did a great job with that. He mixed it up. They do a lot of different things offensively. And I tell you, yes. I mean, he's a good football player. So, he did well in that game.
How much of a chip on the shoulder do you think he'll have? To, you know, he didn't face you guys last year, but to come play this game against you guys, how much of a chip do you think he'll have?
Well, I'm not sure he'll have a chip. He's a... You know, it worked out well for him to where he's a starter. So that's a good thing for him. Now, will I tell you that he'll be very competitive and you know, want to win the game, all those things? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But I wouldn't say he left here. It wasn't like he left here in a bad spirit. That's not what it was.
Andy, with Macklin, is it not a stretch to think he might be able to be at practice later this week and play Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to just see how it goes. I'm going to take it day by day. He made improvement. That's what I can tell you. So does he still have some soreness in there? Yeah. Will he practice today? No. But we'll see how he is tomorrow. Just literally take it day by day.
How was the Arizona defense?
A big part in your win on Sunday. But how much more dangerous does he make the offense knowing that the defenses have to go out there and account for it?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, everybody, if everybody that's a viable receiver or ball carrier has the opportunity to carry the ball, that puts pressure onto the defense if they know that, you know, they've got to account for that player. So Avili did the same thing. Selleck played at a high level and did a nice job on Sunday. You know, he's a big part of that.
The Arizona defense sacked Brady four times. They've gotten tremendous pressure. How come?
Well, they have seven sacks. Listen, two games. I mean, they're right up at the top in sacks in the league. So,
what do you see there? How are they doing?
Well, they have a great pressure package, what they have. So they'll bring one or two extra guys. They do a lot of fire zone things. Very similar to what Dick LeBeau did. I'm sure Ray's probably getting tired of hearing that. It's really what Ray does, but he came from that system, and you know, they're doing it well. They have a lot of confidence in it. They have a lot of good athletes.
How close is Steve Ballas originally to making this team?
I didn't hear that.
How close is Steve Ballas to
originally? Yeah, no, that he was. Steve was very close to making it. So that was one of the tougher cuts. He had a good preseason for us.
You're obviously going with Dallas, but can Steve kind of push Dallas here in practice and maybe take over that Dallas practice as well?
I wasn't even there. I mean, I haven't thought about that. I just want them both playing well. You know, that's what I want. So.
Thank you.
Do you have the two things? I mean, because of their pressure packages, and it's going to be noisy in there, obviously, they'd probably close that up. But we'll to try to simplify things for the line to try to get the protection better.
Yeah, listen, there's a 99% chance they close it up. Right? I mean, they did that all but for one game last year, and it was like 70 degrees that game. So I would imagine that that they'd do it. It gives them twofold. It keeps the heat out, and it keeps the crowd loud. So we understand that, and, we'll be ready for that. We'll practice that and be ready for it. So as far as keeping it simpler, we're going to just do what we do. I mean, that's what you do. We've practiced it. You go do what you do.
And what did the tape show you
on Sunday? You know, it looked like it was seamless from Kelsey. You guys put up a lot of points on Sunday once Kelsey left. Expected to be just seamless for him to go in there and work with Mike and you know, make calls and different things.
Yeah, one of the things Howard's done is he's given him opportunities to get in there during practice and literally practice with the ones. Both he and Bell and Kelly have all done that. So once they got into the game, it wasn't, seamless is the word you use. So, I mean, it worked. And I wouldn't expect any different from that. He's a good player playing against, and we'll see how he does. I know he'll be ready to go.
What did that tape show you on Bell?
How was Bell's technique Sunday? Was he doing Mike's thing, or was he kind of relying on the coaching staff a little bit?
No, listen, he did what he's been taught to do, and I thought he did a good job with it, yeah.
Where is he in the learning curve coming in?
Yeah, listen, I felt like the last two, 3 weeks here, he's got a pretty good grasp of things. So it looks like he feels more comfortable, and that's an important part of it. And so hey, this gives him an opportunity to get in and possibly play. You know, we'll see how it all works with King. And you know, if he gets in, I have full trust that he's going to do a great job. He's going to take the practice snaps today and probably tomorrow, and a pretty good chance on Friday. So we'll see how it all works.
And you talked about the opposing wide receivers that you faced. Where does Fitzgerald rank, and why has he been so successful against you?
Well, listen, I mean, he's a great player. I mean, no better way to put it. He's one of the top players in the National Football League. And I think he'll go down when it's all said and done as one of the top wide receivers ever to play the game. Loves to play, great attitude, big, strong, physical, you know, great hands.
When Dallas walked in, he said in the training camp, you know, a couple of years ago, he walked in at camp and he saw a sign that said, Dallas sucks. Was there any concern when bringing in a guy into Philadelphia named Dallas?
No, not right. I didn't think about that, but it's a good question. You know.
And if King's healthy, is that competition now with Bell, or is that still King's job to hold there?
I don't know. I'm just going to see if King can play. He's going to play. If not, Bell will play. Yeah. I mean,
In Macklin's case, was the injury on Sunday related to the one the prior week?
It was in the same spot. Yeah, same spot.
Is the risk further injury at this point, or is it just pain?
No, I don't think so. It's not one of those type of injuries. It's not a joint injury. That's not what it is. So,
in the case of Danny last year and Demetrius this year, when a guy's kind of hit rock bottom and seems lost, what do you guys do to get them to build back their confidence?
Yeah, well, literally, I mean, sometimes you have to take a step back, kind of regroup. And they're all different. I mean, every situation is different. But there's a time and a place where you have to do that and then work and work and work. Obviously, we have confidence in you or you wouldn't be here. So let's step back, get whatever's wrong right, and move on.
But clearly those guys that were down at one point and they've been able to kind of regroup.
What do you do with them while they're down to make sure that
you teach. You teach. I mean, that's what you do. And you try to get their confidence back up to where it needs to be so they can play. Or if they need to learn the system, you get them a little more learning in. And that's how you go about it.
You said that Cobb probably wouldn't obviously come in with a chip on his shoulder. But how about the guy he got traded for? I mean, he was starting there, and he's obviously starting here. But what's DRC? What do you think kind of approach he'll take to this game?
So I think both those guys are going to enjoy playing against their ex-teammates. That's what I think. As far as a chip on your shoulder, I don't know how much of a chip on your shoulder as opposed to a competition thing and just going out. And these are competitive guys anyways. It just adds a little more spice to it.
And you know Kevin better than anybody and what he can do and what he can't do. Does that factor into this, just sort of knowing how he plays?
Well, we know what he does. And you want to think his strengths and his weaknesses, but I tell you, he's played against his defense quite a little bit too. So he knows the strengths and weaknesses of the defense, and so he'll, you know, I'm sure it'll all equal out in the end.
What kind of relationship have you guys maintained? I know you're both obviously very busy, but how much do you stay in touch?
Yeah, listen, I like Kevin Cobb. I think he's a good person, and I wish him the best. With the exception of this game, I wish him the best, you know. So, but he's a good person, and he's a good football player.
Andy, you talked about cutting down turnovers. How do you get to a point to where you don't make it too much of a mental problem to think about it all the time? How do you draw that line?
Practice. You go back and you practice and go through, you know, make sure the ball's high and tight, make sure that that you're as a running back or whatever primary ball carrier that has the ball in his hand, whether it's a receiver or a running back. As a quarterback, you make sure that you're reading the coverages and make sure that you're making the proper decisions.
Andy, has Demetrius played at the level or begin to approach the level that you saw on him, you know, before you got him and, you know, in these last couple weeks?
I'll tell you, yeah. Listen, he did on Sunday. So this will be possibly another challenge for him. You know, we'll see how all that goes. You know, we'll see how much he gets in this week.
All right. Thank you.